Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Radio with Chalk Mommy and Dahlia. Tonight is going to be a crazy ass show. We started out with the topic of talking about could you or would you date a stripper, and then some crazy shit happened that made me do like a 360 to change my mind. But I haven't changed my mind completely because that's something I want to talk about, and it doesn't have to necessarily be like a female stripper. It could be like females, would you date a male stripper? Guys, you date a female stripper, and me and my boo, the same boo that made me, like, squirt on myself, I asked him the question, and he was like, you know, he didn't meet me, because I was teasing him, and he was like, he didn't meet me as a stripper, so he really couldn't see himself doing that, and could I be mad at him? No, because that's his right to feel that way, and everybody that know me know that I don't dance, I don't know how, you know, I do back shots when I have to, that's because he's hitting it from the back, whatever. But other than that, I want to know what you guys think. So I'm going to bring on Dahlia because I know she is itching to know what the hell happened to make me change my mind and make her feel like, okay, something major is going to happen because she's going to drop her mouth. So, Dahlia, hi, mommy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm good. I'm nervous as hell because you've been texting me while I was at work, and texting me while I'm at home now, telling me some shit done happened, some shit went down, and shit done changed, and you don't just change your mind like that, so I'm going to really need to know what's going on.
Okay, this is what happened. A year ago, I did a live show, right? And in that live show, I had intercourse on the show. We streamed it live or whatever, right? So when I spoke with the guy, my thing is, are you attached? Because I don't do the you got a girl thing or whatever, because that's just not me. You feel me? So I was told that, no, I don't have a girl, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool, not a problem, because we just going to do what we're going to do for my ratings, and we're going to keep it moving. I streamed it on Tiny Chat, and I put it on my site and everything, right? And basically, he sucked. His shit was whack as hell. You know what I'm saying? I clowned him, like, on national, on the internet and everything like that. Asking people if they wanted me to call out their name. I mean, basically, he was just horrible. You know what I mean? I was mad, but I had to go through with it, whatever, right? So then, you know, I saw him a couple months later. I ain't paying him no attention because, like, no. You know what I'm saying? And because we lived in the same city, people was making a big deal because it was me. Like, yo, y'all seen the video with such and such and Chalk, like, Ali and Chalk, like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? All his friends joining my fight, and I had to basically kick everybody out. I mean, you know, I blew them all off the site or whatever, right? So then, it's like, tonight, I get a phone call from my Google Voice number, and it's like a chick, Karen. Me knowing that I don't get down like that, and I've been in the situations with being involved with one person, you know what I mean? And before then, it's always messed with a cutty buddy or something. So what happened was, you know, I called back, and she was talking to me, and she was like, and I already knew, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I know who it was, but I'm just like, okay, man, it better not be my new one. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, I got some questions for you, and she told me his name on Twitter. I'm like, that ain't sound familiar, but I got over 20,000 followers. I don't remember people I don't speak to on the regular. And she was like, well, I was looking at some of his tweets, and one of them caught me off guard with you and everything like that. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. And she's like, well, I have a couple of questions, no disrespect or anything like that. And she told me her name and that she was from Jersey, and he was from Jersey, and she had just moved down here, and she had heard some things about me or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I basically told her last year for my show, we did whatever, and, you know, basically it was whack. It's a video out there. It's on my site. I'm clowning him. And she was like, really? She was like, and I was like, sweetheart, that was like a year ago. I said, I don't speak to your man. Like, if he speaks to me, I'll be cordial and not clown him and embarrass him in person. And I'll say hello. You know what I'm saying? I was real nice about the situation and everything like that. And so then it's like she kept calling back, like, how do I get to the site? I want to see the video, blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, she asked me all these questions, like, I guess he that nigga, and I just had to let her know. He whack. She talking about my man? Yes, yo man. Like, so she joined the site to see the video. Like, who does that? Why would you want to see
Why would you put yourself through that?
Yeah, so she's just like, oh, I'm about to clown him some more. I mean, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Do what you feel you need to do to get your home life situated. But me, I'm not the type of person that's going to fuck with somebody if you got a shorty, because I wouldn't want my man stepping out on me, because that's happened before.
Right.
And I'm too old for that shit. Like, I don't have the patience, and I have anger management problems. You know, anger
you
management
You and me
both. I would hate to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like, why even put myself in a situation to catch a fucking case? Like, yeah, I feel you.
So now it's like everybody wants to see the video and everything like that. And I'm just like, go ahead. I mean, it's like little clips. I deleted, like, all the footage or whatever. And she was like, well, I saw a tweet where he was like, oh, he want to get his face back or he want to redeem himself. I was like, I don't have nothing to do with that. When he tweets me, I don't really respond because what do we have to talk about? Nothing.
Yeah, like if your dick was whacked the first time, fool, like a year later, seriously? Nah, I'm going to need you to move past that
shit. A week later. If your dick was whacked today, it's going to be whacked tomorrow, it's going to be whacked forever, unless you fuck a whack bitch. Then y'all going to have whack sex.
Right, but I mean, like, if he knew this shit was being recorded and shit, like, most niggas would come with their A game. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that his dick was whack on video, like, there's no coming back from that. Like, you knew there were going to be people watching, and that's the dick you chose to give. So, I don't know. I just feel like if it was whack and those were the circumstances, then obviously you can't redeem your face because, I mean, you have no dick to redeem. So, yeah, his chances are pretty much gone.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is, you know, you're moving here from another state to be with your man, and everybody telling you his business. Like, that's when you are a chick and you're about to move from one state to another state to be with your man, you need to do
right.
some research. You need to do a sneak trip down here on a weekend, meet some people, find out some shit. Because Jersey, I mean, it ain't that far. Like, maybe 8 hours, 7 hours, whatever. But it's kind of fucked up to come down here thinking that, you know, you and your man is about to have some serious shit. And that motherfucker hate shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, men, the moral of this story is don't fucking lie about being single, then allow shit to be recorded.
Or don't even lie about your dick game because, I mean, truth of the matter is, we're going to find out. Like, if we fuck you and your dick is not what you say it is, you're just going to look so stupid. And I think a lot of guys, no, I know a lot of guys do that. Like, I feel if a nigga has to go around talking about his dick all day, then he don't have no fucking dick. That's just how I feel.
I completely agree. That's why I can actually say with Squirt Master 7, he never, ever said, like, yo, I'm about to break your back, I'm about to fold you up, I'm about to make
right.
your head, none of that shit. He just handled his business. He said what he was going to do. He did that. Don't, he said,
right.
I'm going to make you squirt. Damn it, did he ever. You know what I mean? That in itself is like, okay, you know, woo, all right. So he never been like, yo, I got a King Kong dick or I got
right.
a shitty dick. His shit works for him, which works for me, which works
right.
together, which produces good sex, nice conversations, and videos. Yay!
I'm going to need you to shoot the videos this way.
Girl.
You are fooling.
See, what happened was, I did do a new blog post, and I talked about my squirting experience, and there's a video on there. And I would actually like to thank everybody that came to the site yesterday. 1,600 people came to the site. To see.
I feel left out. I wasn't one of them. I need to get on my game.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine because I'm over 1,000 today already. So
oh, damn.
Like, I'm blessed to have somebody that motivates me and
yes.
encourages me and not insecure and doesn't play the bitch role and be like, okay, yeah, I can handle this. Then afterwards, like, you know what? I don't think I can handle this. This is not what I bargained for.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you found somebody who could make you squirt. Because the last conversation we had about squirting, you were like, I think you texted me, and you were like, oh, yeah, I got this toy, and I made myself squirt. And you were, like, really, really excited. But it's so much better when a person makes you do it, right?
Well, no, I don't think that. I think that was just a sprinkle. You know how, like, when it's raining, it, like, just drizzles before the squirt?
Oh, okay. Well, then, no, because if it's not, like, a cup's worth. If you're not mopping up after, bitch, it ain't no squirt.
See, I so scared of that because it's like, what happens when, like, the tongue game come into play and they make you squirt from that and it's like it goes in his mouth? Like,
see, I've never squirted by being ate out. Like, I have to fuck for a really long time, or he has to, like, hit a certain angle. And, like, if I do feel, like, if we're in the bed and I feel like I'm about to squirt, we'll get up and move to the fucking bathroom so that we can mop afterwards. Just because I don't like sleeping on no wet-ass mattress, and laundry is not my best friend. So, yeah, we learned that a while back. So, like, I remember, like, the first time he was like, I was like, okay, I'm about to squirt. And he was like, go ahead. And I was like, no, fool, like, you don't understand. And he's like, babe, just go ahead. So I was like, all right. So I squirted, and this fool just, like, he stopped, and he stepped back and looked. Like, he looked down in there and was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I told you. And he was like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be like that. So I was like, my bad. Like, it was like puddle. Like, step in it, you hear, like, pitter-pat type shit. It was very wet. So, yeah, like, when you're squirting, that shit's no joke. Like, for the women who never have and for the women who never get a chance to, it's a great experience, but he needs to put on his goggles and scuba diving gear because, man, he'll fucking drown. Like, real shit.
But, okay, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just, okay, like, at 12 o'clock we have to refresh or whatever, right? So I think
right.
I have a lot gotten involved by 10 because we're doing, like, two shows because I have them short, scheduled short. Now, here's my question to you.
Okay.
If you squirt in your man's mouth and he catches it and he drinks it and swallow it, are you
going to
kiss that motherfucker afterwards?
I would not let him even do that. Like, if I feel I'm about to squirt and he's eating my pussy, like, I'm going to fucking kick him in his eye if I have to. I feel like that's gross. I would not ask that of any fucking man. Like, because, first of all, he's going to fucking choke. Okay, like, I don't give a fuck. It'll be like drinking a fucking gallon of water and not really being able to breathe. That shit's not cool. I would not ask that of anybody. So if he wanted to drink that shit, I guarantee you him and his shit will be out of my house because that's just weird and that's fucking nasty. And I guarantee you I will change all the locks on my fucking door. Baby daddy or not, husband or not, you will get some papers sent to your location and I will... Mm-mm. My pussy will pack up and leave, like, for real.
My thing is, like, okay, so do you swallow? Do you let him come in your mouth and you swallow?
Yeah.
Okay, and you kiss him afterwards, right?
like, I don't, I'm trying to think, shit. I mean, like, kissing is cool, like, but for me, we always, like, kiss in the beginning, but after we get past that kissing point, to me, it's like, shit, it's no going back. Like, I'm about to get shit done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you, I'm about to suck your dick, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it just depends, but normally after that, I really don't kiss him, especially with tongue, just because I think it would be weird for him. It's not necessarily that he's ever been like, oh, don't kiss me, but it's just I think it would be weird for him. Now, after he eats my pussy, yeah, I'll kiss him, because I'm not going to lie. I love the taste of my own pussy, but I don't know. I wouldn't ask him to taste his own nut.
But my thing is, he's not really tasting his own nut, because, like, if it's down the middle of your throat, it's not like it's going to hit any of the inside walls of your mouth, right? It's just going to go straight down to the bottom. So it's not like he's kissing his nut or whatever. But me I was thinking about that the other day, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, because that shit looked like water, right?
Mm-hmm.
you know, if he caught it, would I kiss him? Because it's my shit that came out of my body. so why the hell not? Because, like, I like the way that I taste and everything like that. And
right.
I'm like, okay, now, my thing is, because, you know, at first I just had this thing like, okay, you know how I feel about squirting, because I'd be feeling like, you know, it's piss, like, you know, and I would be like, I don't know, because somebody was like, it's mixed with stuff or whatever. So I would probably have to ask him about that and his feelings and his thoughts about it and be like, you know, what does it taste like? Does it have
right.
I mean, because it looks clear, and their shit is nasty. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker say, oh, I drink pineapple juice. Bullshit, your shit is still nasty. It doesn't matter if you go to fucking Hawaii and get a fucking case of pineapples and cut the motherfuckers up and eat them every day. The one thing I do know that'll make your shit taste sweet is if you eat plain pasta. But I don't know too many motherfucking dudes that's just going to eat plain pasta.
Plain fucking pasta?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it just has to do with your body chemistry, though. You know what I mean? Like, in how well, I guess maybe how well you, I don't know, clean out your system or how your body is, because, you know, there's probably some girls out there who, you know, who are pretty, who's probably smell good. She keeps herself up, but she just can't stop her pussy from stinking. You know what I'm saying? And, like... I mean, I don't know. Shit. I mean, hell. I really don't know how to put it. Like, and you probably might think to yourself, like, I don't understand how, you know, a bitch's pussy could just be so, I don't know, foul smelling. You know, like, I just don't get it. Like,
I think it's because of the dicks that be up in her. Like, you know, like when a dude drops a deposit. You know,
mm-hmm.
it has, like, a fresh odor to it or whatever. And, like, you know, it could be the kind of dick that she's fucking, and it could be, like, maybe she's not cleansing herself.
Yeah.
Or it could just be internal.
Like, call me weird if you want to, but the nut that I have smells... that sounds so weird, but, like, the nut that I have smelled, it smells like bleach.
Drinking Clorox?
Like, it has, like, a bleach-like smell to me. Like, it doesn't smell sour. It doesn't smell like, I don't know. Like, it kind of has a hint of bleach to me. I really don't know how else to explain it. But, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, you know. And, I mean, I don't know, like, anytime... Let me just say this, as a matter of fact. Guys, if you know you're wearing cotton draws and a girl is about to suck your dick, please, please get the cotton from underneath your dick. Because when that shit goes in your mouth, like, that shit is annoying, fool. And, like, I don't want to be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if you shave, you know, make sure you get little access curls down there. Because I don't like having hair in the back of my throat. It's just not fun. You know, I don't like fur balls. But anywho.
But, just, you know, speaking of hair, I like to mess with people that have a good grade of hair on their head. Because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be good down there. And for motherfuckers that have hard hair, it's going to be cheesy as fuck, like,
if I'm in pain while you on top of me because your dick hairs is poking me, I'm about to be highly upset. We gonna fucking fight, like, for real. Now let me ask you a question, Chalk. Do you like your man to trim his hair, or do you like it to, like, be bald, or do you like it to just be natural?
I love Wolverine from X-Men, but I wouldn't want to fuck with one. So I like it to be trimmed, and if he can't be, I mean, if he can't go 100% bald, then he can have it deeply trimmed. I'm not saying have it like a goatee around your balls and no shit, but I'm just saying, just trim that shit down, get a little special hairbrush, brush that shit.
Right, right. Okay.
when you shave, you said you're completely bald, right?
Of course. It's not right
now. Now, I like to try different things in the shower, you know, when I'm shaving and shit like that. I tried the little landing strip. That shit just, it looks so stupid to me. Like,
but the thing is, what's the purpose of a landing strip? You want a nigga to nut on that line? I mean, it's gonna,
I don't fucking know, man. Like, I guess the bitches just got tired of fucking, honestly, I guess they just got tired of shaving, or they couldn't get some areas and they was like, fuck it, it's gonna be a landing strip. That's what I'm assuming.
Me personally, all I can say on that matter is, it's like, hair holds several different kinds of odor. And when you have nappy hair and you got BDBs down there, it's like, it's holding everything. You know what I'm saying? I need you to shower after every fuck. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be reminded of nothing. Now, for me, with Squirtmaster 7, he's Puerto Rican, Dominican, and black, so he has that straight hair. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
right off of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't find myself picking hair out of my teeth or none of that shit. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't. I just can't.
And
I just can't.
I can't. Like, I want it all the way bald. You know what I'm saying? I've been the president
right.
of Small Pussy Club since 1995, and I'm never going back. Like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Then I be seeing pictures of bitches that got hair on their pussy, and I be like, that shit long enough to put one braid, like, one big...
Yeah, full, like... Mm-mm.
No.
Don't get me wrong, like, I'm going natural up top, but... Down below, like, I can't, like, and some bitches, they're okay with not shaving their armpits, their legs, their pussy, like, I just can't, I can't do it. Like, if I get past the fade, like, it killed me when I was pregnant and I couldn't see my own pussy. Like, it killed me. Like, I literally cried in the shower because I was like, what do I do? So I fucked around and got a little hand mirror, and yes, I had to prop my skinny ass up and try to see over my belly to shave my pussy because I just could not. And my dude laughed at me because I had some patches, but fuck, I could not just go, you know what I'm saying, like all them months without shaving. And then be giving birth? Oh no. I'm going to need to be nicely trimmed for my doctor every visit, even though he was like some, you know, little old white man, but still, like, you need to be presentable. That's how I feel. Do you agree? Like, when you go get, like, your woman checkups, do you make sure you're presentable down there? Like, as far as shaving and everything like that?
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, we got to hang up.
What happened?
My shit fucked up. So, call.
Oh, okay. I don't hear her, so I'm not going to say shit. I'm over here silent in the bitch, like,
Oh, yeah, I know. But we have, like, 30 seconds. So, everybody that's on the line and in the chat room, hang up, call back in, and then we're going to get it popping again. So we have people in both chat rooms. Damn. So this one is about to end. So all we're going to do is just hang up and call right back and get it popping.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody hang up and call right back. Bye.
Okay, bye.